This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In 2011, the federal government opened the door to online lotteries when it lifted its ban on internet gambling, except for sports betting. That action sent the Michigan Lottery down the cyber path to online lottery games. With some 160,000 registered online players, it is still a small part of the state's lottery business. But it has set up a big showdown with a Michigan tribe, a showdown that's already blown a $7 million hole in the budget of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Here to sort this all out for us is Bridge Magazine and Crain's Detroit business writer Lindsay Van Hulley. Just what is this dispute about?
Well, essentially, this comes down to a clause in the compact that the Gun Lake Tribe has signed with the state. Essentially, that allows tribes to operate their own casinos. And so a key provision in there is that they offer exclusivity. These clauses came up because, you know, states are legally not allowed to, you know, tax or force tribes to make revenue-sharing payments because they're technically considered sovereign nations. And so these are essentially agreements that allow for the casinos to operate as well as for the state to take a share. And so typically how that works is there's a certain percentage of electronic gaming revenue that the tribes will pay to the state in exchange for that exclusivity.
So the Gun Lake Tribe is basically saying to the state, hey, this online gaming you're doing, now it's not exclusive to us. Is that basically the argument?
That's their argument. Yeah, they said, you know, as we were negotiating our contract, you know, before it was approved in 2007, this was something that was on the radar, and we noticed that this was coming up. And, you know, their position is that as the state introduces more online lottery sales or expands other types of electronic gaming, you know, terminals or ticket dispensers and buildings within that area, that that would essentially trigger that non-compete provision, and they believe that they're able to withhold those payments.
So the Gun Lake Tribe has withheld how much so far?
At this point, it's about $7 million for the year-end budget for the MEDC that ends September 30th.
Is that where the money goes? Is that what the state does with the revenue-sharing payments that come from these tribal casinos?
Yep, they're considered corporate revenues to the MEDC, so they are not subject to the legislative process as far as appropriations. They're actually paid directly to MEDC. Some support direct operations. Some tribes have it arranged where they support the Michigan Strategic Fund.
So this blows a $7 million hole in the MEDC budget at a time when it's already under pressure from lawmakers on several fronts, no?
Mm-hmm. They're facing some budget cuts for next year. And also, you know, they've been in the target for road funding. The original proposal from the House had talked about actually taking those tribal dollars, which is about $60 million annually, and diverting that money to roads. That proposal wasn't part of the Senate plan, and they're still talking about existing revenue. If the MEDC is part of that, you know, we still have yet to see what that final deal obviously is going to look like. So,
Lindsay, how likely is it that other tribes are going to look at what the Gun Lake Tribe did and say, you know what, us too?
You know, the state says that they're not concerned that others are going to follow suit. Each compact is separate, and they all contain slightly different language, and so the terms are not necessarily unique to every single or apply to every single tribe. But, you know, both also believe that they can easily resolve this or that it at least is possible to resolve this. And so I don't know that it's imminent, but, you know, I guess it depends on sort of how that provision is looked at and how that internet lottery sales are perceived going forward. Depending on the terms of the compact, it's possible that other tribes may come to similar conclusions. There are certainly others in the state who are concerned about the expansion of the lottery, even if they haven't gone as far as to pull their payments yet.
So here we have a situation where technology has pushed gaming into a new direction with the online sales, and no one apparently has quite figured out how the tribal casinos and online gaming can happily coexist.
At this point, it doesn't seem so. The compacts, especially some of the later ones, have made, they've started to address some of this as far as some of those exit clauses, if you will. But there's really nothing in precedent as far as any kind of legal decision or anything, both in Michigan and even nationally, that sort of sets precedent for how this is handled. So that's really an interpretation that comes down at this point to, you know, the state and individual tribes.
Lindsay Van Hulley, her story on the online state lottery game sparking this feud with tribal casino operators at the Gun Lake Tribe can be found at bridgemi.com or cranesdetroit.com. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.